Blog Talk Radio.
You too.
Here's a matching news article.
YouTube.
Hello?
Hello, Angela?
Hey, I'm just sorry. Hey. It's just a moment.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes,
okay. Now.
Just a moment. Okay, Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead and start playing the judges.
Okay.
Here are some matching news articles.
YouTube.
Oh, you just touched the dog.
Here's
on
a matching news article.
Judge is 21. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpeh, saying, "There shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife." And the people came to the house of God and abode there till even before God, and lifted up their voices and wept sore and said, "O Lord God of Israel, why is this come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel?" And it came to pass on the morrow that the people rose early and built there an altar and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation unto the Lord?" For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord to Mizpeh, saying, "He shall surely be put to death." And the children of Israel repented them for Benjamin their brother and said, "There is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them of our daughters to wives?" And they said, "What one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpeh to the Lord? And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly. For the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. And the congregation sent thither 12,000 men of the valiantest, and commanded them, saying, 'Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children. And this is a thing that ye shall do: ye shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man.' And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had known no man by lying with any male, and they brought them unto the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Ramon, and to call peaceably unto them. And Benjamin came again at that time, and they gave them wives which they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh Gilead."
We on 21.
Here's
no.
Okay, I'm going back to 20. Hold on.
Judge is 20.
This is right.
And all the children of Israel went out.
Fire.
And the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, unto the Lord in Mizpeh. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpeh. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us, how was this wickedness?" And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I came into Gibeah, that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose against me, and beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced, that she is dead. Mm-hmm. And I took my concubine, and cut her in pieces, and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, ye are all children of Israel, give here your advice and counsel. And all the people arose as one man, saying, we will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up by lot against it, and we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to fetch victual for the people, that they may do when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore, deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death, and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah, to go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities, 26,000 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people, there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at an hairbreadth and not miss. And the men of Israel, beside Benjamin, were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until even, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, go up against him. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? Or shall I cease? And the Lord said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. And Israel set liers in wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day, and put themselves in array against Gibeah, as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people, and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite of the people, and kill, as at other times, in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of God, and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us, as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee, and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place, and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel. And the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel. And the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,000 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten. For the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liers in wait, which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted, and rushed upon Gibeah. And the liers in wait drew themselves along, and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons. For they said, "Surely they are smitten down before us, as in the first battle." But when the flame began to arise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trod them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sunrising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness, unto the rock of Rimmon, and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Kedom, and slew 2,000 men of them, so that all which fell that day of Benjamin, with 25,000 men that drew the sword, all these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city, as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also, they set on fire all the cities that they came to.
Amen.
Judges 21. Now the men of Israel...
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you for that reading out of Judges 20, Auntie Carrie, and a preview for next week. Oh, man. All righty. Let me do a roll call. We have Hubert, Mother May, Daniel, Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone? All right. Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Go ahead and just jump right on in. Welcome, everyone, to the Mellon Family and Friends Walking with Jesus Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His holy name. We are open to the love and presence of God and God's actions within us. Amen.
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 Righty. Okay, we have the opening prayer that will be led by Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Almighty and loving Father, Creator of the heaven and earth, for we praise you and we honor and we adore you. For you are the King of Kings. And as we gather here tonight, Father, we ask that you allow our ears to hear your words. For we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to be our guide and give us the wisdom to understand everything that is being shared here tonight. And help us to be more like you, Lord, And we thank you, Father, for this precious time that you have given us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead into our worship song. I'm just going to play a little bit just to get a sound, because we're going to do some a little different stuff today. The title of the song is "We Are Victory Surrounded." It's by Elevation Workshop. So I'm just going to play a little bit, just, and then I'm going to stop and let you know what it sounds like.
At Aspen Dental's Everyday Smiles event,
I gotta get through the ad. Does that sound okay? Loretta, is the sound okay?
Yes, everyone else is on mute, so go ahead.
I got you. I lost my internet too, so I can't tell. Okay, all righty.
I serve no story how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God, will never fail. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Their power is the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. Oh, I'm not backing down from any giant. Hey, 'cause I know how victory is. Yes, I know how victory is. I'm gonna be a victory. I'm gonna be a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna be a victory. I'm gonna be a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna be a victory. I'm gonna be a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna be a victory. I'm gonna be a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You heard it for
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to see his victory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what I like most about that song is, the enemy always trying to attack us and make it go towards the evil, but we all know that God is with us and he'll turn it around for good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and jump into our program. As usual, we're going to do a roundtable. Give me each an opportunity to share a word if you get news. And if you don't have any good news to share, please just stay past. Let's start off with Auntie Betty.
Hello?
Yes, Auntie
Hello?
Betty.
Can you hear me? I have a bad connection or something. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming out the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. I charge thee, therefore, God, and the Lord of Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as his superiors and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ear from the truth, and shall be turned into foul. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearance. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Betty, thank you for that reading out of 2 Timothy, verse 4, 1 through 8. All right. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Romans 11, 1 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the name of the shepherd is the Master Quilter. Have you ever observed the incarnation work in quilting? Remnants of fabric in different colors, size, and shape are all sewed together to form a thing of comfort and beauty. In and of themselves, these same remnants are merely leftover fabric, good for nothing but to be thrown away. The hand of a skillful quilter, however, can transform something insignificant and unless and useless into a work of art. God desires us to be beneficiaries of his salvation, like remnants of fabric on a quilt. He wants to graft us in among those who are partakers of his goodness and mercy, standing alone outside of the ark of salvation. Our lives are like a swap of rags and useless fabric, but grateful into God, quilt of salvation. We are transformed and made beautiful and whole. Our insignificance becomes significant as weakness becomes strength. Our sorrow becomes joy. God, the master quilt, can use us no matter the condition or our limit of its color, size, or shape. Each of us can become a part of his beautiful quilt. And the prayer said, thank you, O God, for your unconditional love and saving grace that take the tone limit of our life and make us whole. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next we'll have Daniel. Do you have any good news you'd like to share today?
Yeah, I just want to say hey to everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glad to hear, brother. Love you.
Righty. Thank you, Daniel. Next, we have our Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the scorners. Sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalm 1. And next I have Hubert.
I will come from Psalm 119, verse 33-40. Hey, teach me, O Lord, to follow your decree. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your command, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statue and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you, Hubert, for that reading. Wait. Next we'll have Loretta.
My reading is out of Romans 5. And it's about peace and hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, and hope. And hope does not put us into shame, because God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Amen.
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 Thank you for the reading, Loretta, out of Romans 5. Next I have Auntie Carrie.
Okay, I'm coming from Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 14. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore you shall be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherefore in excess, and be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always to all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit yourself to one another in the fear of the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Ephesians, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'll read the Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within our gates. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that will come back together. Whether the tribe go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are six stones of Jerusalem, the stone of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall profit that love thee. Peace be within their wall, and prosperity within their palace. For my brothers and company's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God, out of Psalm 122. All righty, that completes our first round. We're going to go ahead and go into our skip and shut in prayer. But before we do we have anyone we need to add or remove from the list?
Hey, brother. Anyone read this one?
You can read the next go around. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead with the sick and shut in prayer. If you will bow your head, please. Father of goodness and love, hear our prayers for our sick and shut in family and friends, and for all who are in need, with a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Kanisha and Sylvia Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Brian Tompkins, Tremar Green, Daniel Lowe, Joseph, Latoya Simmons, and Barry Howard, family and friends, Sister Liz and family. Loving God, at every moment of life, you are present, Lord, in sickness, in health, in sorrow, in joy, in tragedy, and in celebration. Yet at no single moment are you more needed than now in their pain and suffering, Father. Make your holy presence felt to our loved ones who are ill, and may our prayer for the sick reverberate beyond the boundaries of earth to the heavens above. Let every angel hear us, Father God. May every soul recognize that healing powers are needed today in one bed at this exact place in time. Bang those drums, O God. Sound the alarm and let blessings ring. Amen.
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 And so I have to stop you for a second. Did Auntie Dot do a reading on the first round?
Yes.
What was the reading? Where did it come from?
Psalm 122.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Well, let's go to our next section around acknowledging birthdays for the week of January the 10th through January the 16th. I have on January the 13th, Essie Mae Simmons. On January the 14th, I have Michael John Dennis Sr. and Zoe. On January the 15th, we have Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. On January 16th, I have Carolyn Lewis. Are there any other birthdays we need to add to the list? Okay. Sister Shirley, will you do us the honor of singing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. Let's go ahead on to our second round. This is an opportunity for each person to share a testimony, a poem, or a song. And if there's an additional Bible verse you would like to share, of course, it's an option to do that as well. I'm going to start with Daniel.
Psalm 23. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Still the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, Luke. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, for Daniel. Amen. All righty. Next, I have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Hubert.
I pass.
Oh, wow. Mother.
I'm okay. Claire.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me over there?
Let me get your phone.
Dear God, help us to be true to ourselves so that we can come before your throne and let our need and request be made known. Help us to hold ourselves accountable to the people we accept and lead so that we will be the leader that you want us to be. In the name of the one who called us from fellowship to leadership, and offer the necessary grace to do that which we have been called to do. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother, for that prayer. Next, I have Loretta.
Well, let's see here. I want to share pretty much what's been going on in our world. And then I want to pick up reading in Hebrew 14.
Amen.
What has happened since this president has been in office, I would like to talk about what is considered a sin. And this pretty much describes our leader. A few things that falls under sin is abandonment, abusive, bad language, bad attitude, big talk, blackmail, bragging, causing distress, causing division, causing fear, changing truth to lies, confrontational, corruption, a coup, fear of rejection, loving to be cheap, brainwashing. These are just a few things that falls under sin. And I truly believe, as it says in Psalms 91, that we will only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. And to this incident that happened on January 6th, our hearts and prayers goes out to the ones that was frightened, injured, or killed. And may God bless America. And I want to share out of Hebrews. Since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. But we have not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading and sharing, Loretta, in reference to sin. All righty. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. I think I have everyone, but I do. I want to share a testimony. And as I thought about this today, I really think it was one of the main issues that we were dealing with where we wanted to start this call. The whole sole purpose of this call was so that we can pray for family. So I just have a testimony that I want to share. And the title of my summation is basically Generational Curse in the Family. As we know, a generational curse is when multiple people struggle with the same problem from one generation to the next. When I was young, I recognized we were a dysfunctional family. I so desperately wanted to seek joy, peace, and happiness in family and less sadness. As I got older, it was my belief that it was dysfunctional because of alcohol. I was so determined that my children would not repeat this drinking behavior. I instilled in them that the alcohol was poison to them. Sharon, look at your grandfather, look at your dad, look at your stepdad, look at your uncles, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody I saw drink, I was telling them. I said, it's in your bloodstream, so if you drink it, it could become a habit easily. But by the grace of God and his mercy, they never did succumb to drinking. However, what I didn't know was that mental illness, and the one that I have observed within my family, is specifically the inability to deal with the stresses in one's life.
was also a generational curse. Perhaps the main source of the drinking and drug abuse was the mental illness. Mental illness allows one to escape and create their own reality in this worldly world. And this is what we are dealing with right now in my home. And the reason why I'm sharing this testimony is because my sole purpose for being here in Arizona was to create this atmosphere of love in my home, peace in my home, joy in my home, and it's come back at me. So, continuing with what I'm sharing here, this is so dangerous when they want to create their own reality in their own world, of the world. And as humans, we have a habit of trying to deal with it in the natural realm, what we think is right and the right way to resolve it. Me, as I shared, I tried to run from it because I didn't want to deal with my family and all those drinking issues. I just kept my distance as much as possible. Then I had to deal with the mental illness in my own home. It's been 18 years since Brian's first episode. It has been 3 years since his last one. I wanted to believe he was healed, that I ignored the signs when it was approaching its ugly head. Today, I realized God was just laughing at me the whole time. Why? First, if you heard me say all the I, because I was trying to fix something that only he can fix. Then, trying to fix it in the natural versus the spiritual realm. God has continued to allow me to struggle with this because he's waiting for me to give it over to him. He wants me to lay it at his footstool. God seeks to hear from us, and he heals us from all our troubles. However, he would allow the suffering until we correct ourselves and recognize he is the author of our lives, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The Bible says that prayer works and is vital for breaking a generational curse. I'm going to read out of James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. I have Romans here, but I forgot to write the verse, but I'm sure we all know this one. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and the perfect will of God. The last verse, Proverbs 27:17. God is after our heart, and he seeks to renew our mind. By making ourselves better people, we help God expand his influence over not just our lives, but the lives of those that are around us. What began as a generational curse can be converted into a generational blessing. We just have to take heed and make changes in our lives by doing something different that causes a positive outcome. We should change ourselves to be Christ-like, and that change begins with us, the individual. One of the things I've been sharing with my household is we have got to stop trying to fight this in the natural. We have got to stop thinking we can fix it. We have got to lean on the Lord. We have got to use his word. That's what we're here for. That's what we're learning this all about. If he's testing us right now today. We're reading these words. We're talking about it. But are we using those words? And that's what I just want to challenge everyone around me, that this is our purpose on this earth, is to learn what God wants us to learn and utilize these words in our everyday lives when we're faced with our struggles and our troubles. You know, and one thing that I love about where I am now in my walk is I understand how to find the right words to say at the right time. when I went through these battles over the past 18 years dealing with this illness, when I got in it, I had no idea where do I go in the Bible to help me. But I did, I thought about it. I did pray for God to show me how to do that. But I had no idea he was going to, that's why they keep laughing at me. I had no idea he was going to put that back into me so that I get that lesson through going through the struggle. I thought it was just going to be easy. Well, you know, nothing's that easy. The Lord wants to get a lesson out of us, and he also wants to get the glory. So that is my testimony today. And I just would like to just challenge everyone to really take our word, God's words, to heart in our everyday life. Amen.
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 Amen. Practice what you
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
All righty. I'm sorry, y'all. Mom be trying to run the call in the background, and she just throws me off track.
She's going to be the conductor.
One of these days, I'm going to hand her the mic and let her take over. Oh, so funny. Okay, so before we go into the closing, I wanted to go ahead and sign parts for next week. We have Judges 21 readings. Auntie Carrie, do you want to continue to do that, or does anyone want it to read?
I continue. No one want it.
I kind of like it. That's cool.
Oh, you like it?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
So how about the opening prayer? Do we have any volunteers for the opening prayer?
I will.
That's Sister Shirley?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to sound like Loretta. Okay, and how about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer?
I will.
Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie doing a double duty. All righty.
Amen.
I would like to know who did that heavy sigh. Who did the heavy sigh? Was it Auntie Pop?
Well, she didn't get it.
I didn't do that.
Oh, God, Auntie Dot, you keep leaving yourself open.
You can give it to her.
I don't want it.
She don't want it.
Relic,
I just thought it was funny that she gave a heavy sigh after Auntie Carrie agreed to do it. She goes,
Oh, boy.
Praise God.
Amen. Laughing is good for the soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, I will be doing the closing prayer. You'll bow your heads, please. Praise be to God for the opportunity to be able to hear his word. We gather today to learn, grow, and change from his word. Help us to move into deeper understanding, Father, of your truth. We lay our lives down before you, and we ask that you would move amongst us. May we all feel safe with each other, safe to think and question, safe to ask for help, and safe to share our lives with you, Father God, our loving Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
And our final song today, the title is called Haven't Seen It Yet by Danny Gucci, Inc. And I just want to say a few little things and just kind of listen out to the song. Basically, it's just saying, have you been praying? So if you have, don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. God is moving with the love so deep, and you are closer than you think you are. All of God's promises are just ahead. You just haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to play the song, but just in case you know, the words are not as clear. After the commercial. We turned it down. Here's
a... You did.
Have you been praying and you still have no answer? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many years? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the bright sunrise when he heals the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe it. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
Like to share something before you go into
all right.
the conclusion. I would like to thank Georgia for those two Democratic Senate seats in our White House.
Maybe, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Maybe
Georgia,
we're
yeah.
that in the House, we can get this
Georgia
pandemic under
them.
Control and some relief.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Georgia.
Amen.
Thank you, Georgia.
Yeah.
To show you
Georgia
what black people turnout can do.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Everybody has an opinion. Amen. Is there anything else anyone else have to share before we go to the conclusion? All righty. Well, we have come to the conclusion of our program. In closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time. And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave and as we go about our day and our week. Until we meet again, everyone have a safe and blessed week. Amen.
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 And happy birthday to ML King. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Yes. Everyone, I love
Amen.
You.
We love y'all.
Guys.
Love
you
too.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, and then we can let you wait. Next.
Amen, amen. May God be with you all. From the Nellis family and friends, good night.